In our Maukata Makai segment, we introduce you to a University of Hawaii atmospheric scientist who's written a scientific paper and created a smartphone app centered on his desire to share Hawaii's Anuenue, the beautiful ever-present rainbow. Professor Stephen Businger talked to the Conversation's Lillian Song about his passion project that was conceived at the start of the pandemic.
I have always been interested in atmospheric phenomena, optics like coronas and halos and glories. And I study rainbows because they are so inspiring. And I think that in this time where we've all been in the doldrums from COVID, that we can use a little inspiration. So I thought an article on the best rainbows on Earth would be a good thing. I was so amazed when I came to the Hawaiian Islands to see so many rainbows here. I grew up in the Seattle area where we have plenty of rain, but we don't have the right combination that you need in order to get a rainbow.
When you were putting this together and you're looking not only at the cultural references to rainbows, but then you pulled it into your wheelhouse. You're a scientist. And what can you tell us about what causes a rainbow?
Well, you need to have rain and you need to have sunshine. And for that to happen, the best circumstance is to have a small isolated shower so that the sun can enter from the side and illuminate the rain to produce a rainbow. If you are facing away from the sun, directly away from the sun, so that you can see your own shadow, then if you take the head of your shadow and look up 42 degrees, that's where the rainbow will be. And it'll form an arc around your head. Friend is standing right next to you, and he's looking at the shadow of his head. His rainbow is going to be an arc that is centered on his shadow, and therefore my rainbow and his rainbow are actually coming from different set of rain droplets. So for the light of the rainbow to enter your eye, it has to be 42 degrees away from the head of your shadow. And everywhere 42 degrees away from the head of your shadow is a circle that has a diameter of 42 degrees.
You know, I think I'm more of a hands-on learning kind of a brain. I so want to see this in action.
Yeah, I've created some animations that your listeners could go see. If they go to rainbowchase.com and click on About Rainbows, there will be a couple of animations that illustrate exactly how that works with the sun angle and the viewer and the size of the rainbow above the horizon.
Oh, that is a great tool. Animations, very helpful. And on your website, you have another link that I think listeners will find very helpful. It's called the Using the Rainbow Chase app. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, Rainbow Chase is an app that a friend of mine, Paul Sin, and I have been working to develop together with a company in Hawaii called Ikezo that does smartphone app development. And the idea came to us because we wanted to take a photograph of a full circle rainbow for which you need to be in the air. And so we chartered a helicopter, and then we went out and we went looking for rainbows. And I realized that if you know where the rain is from a radar and you know where the sun is, then you can predict where the circle rainbow is going to appear. So that's basically how this idea was born, that if we have radar data and we have some satellite data and we know the sun angle, then we can put all that into an app and make it available to users. And you could go out and chase these rainbows.
How much memory does my phone need to run this app?
Not very much, because all that data is pulled into a central location. So it's not a huge app. And it also provides beautiful satellite photographs and radar data, images. And it's kind of a weather app as well. But the main function is to bring more rainbows into your life.
So you were the intellectual driver, you came up with the conceptual development of the app, and then Ikezo is the app developer here locally. You will be bringing the Rainbow Chase app to a bigger market. How far down the road would that be?
That's a good question, and I'm not sure exactly what the answer is. We're first going to expand to the other islands in Hawaii, and then we're going to see how much compute power that requires, how big the server needs to be. Most of it's done in the cloud on Google servers. Isn't that funny? Rainbow Chase in the cloud. And then we will be expanding to the mainland, probably starting from the West Coast and heading over, gradually bringing in more data. And we'll see how it goes. We don't charge anything for this app. And, you know, if the costs become too high, then we will have to think about how we're going to move forward on it. But at the moment, we're quite motivated to keep it free because that's the whole point. There are other places that have good rainbows. For example, the British Isles in the summertime, and also Iceland in the summer has very beautiful rainbows. So there are other places. It's just that Hawaii has so many things that make it conducive for rainbows. We have mountains which create rain showers. At the same time, the air flowing down on the lee side causes the clouds to evaporate and be clear. That's why Honolulu is so sunny. So when the sun in the late afternoon shines back on the koalas, you see rainbows across all those showers that are being created by the uplift by the mountains. So mountains are a big factor in having these, you know, the state be so full of rainbows. Also, when the wind's not blowing so strongly, we have the islands heat up, and there's a sea breeze that forms, and that also brings air up the mountain ridges and creates rainfall, and that produces beautiful afternoon rainbows. Our air is really clear, and that makes our rainbows more vibrant. And the clear air is because we're so removed from pollution sources. We don't have a big continent that produces dust and pollen. And so our clouds have fewer aerosols, fewer particles, if you will, for the rain droplets to form on. And so the droplets tend to be a little bigger because they are competing for less with other droplets. And those larger droplets have an easier time of growing through collision and coalescence. And they fall out of very, very shallow, small clouds. So Hawaii is very special with this warm rain process that allows small clouds to produce precipitation and rainbows. So it's a perfect setup to allow for the best rainbows on the planet.
What's your favorite rainbow?
My favorite rainbow? I love the circle rainbows. When you can look down and it's just the entire hemisphere that you're looking at is just all rainbow. Enormous double rainbow. It's quite phenomenal. That would be my favorite.
Rainbows definitely do uplift the spirits. I shared with you the story of this past weekend. My mom and I were out in the community garden, and a rainbow was hanging out there kind of low. So my mom gets out into the field, and she starts dancing, kind of chasing the rainbow. One of those memories that will kind of stay with you because of the rainbow.
That's a wonderful story. I love that one.
Stephen, it's so true. What you observe and what you write about in different societies, rainbows are a good thing, a positive. You mentioned that to see a circular rainbow, you do have to be up in the air in a helicopter and a plane.
Yeah.
When we're on the ground, though, we do see double rainbows. Now, what is that phenomenon?
Well, yeah, you have a primary rainbow, and then the higher rainbow is a secondary rainbow. And that's produced by light that enters the drop and reflects twice, two times at the back of the drop, and then comes out. And it comes out at an angle of 51 degrees from the head of your shadow. So the secondary bow is above the primary bow. It's a little bit more faint than the primary bow because you lose a little light at the back of the drop with each reflection.
And another rainbow phenomena, I understand, is called the one-colored rainbow?
Yeah, there are red rainbows and there are white rainbows. The red rainbows happen close to sunset or could be close to sunrise, when there's just a little bit of air pollution, it could be fog, and then the green and the blue light gets scattered out, and what's left is the orange and the red light. And under those circumstances, the rainbow just has the orange and red colors, and it doesn't have the rest of the colors. So you end up with a very red-looking rainbow. For the white rainbow, it's different. If the rain droplets are very small, they're more like cloud droplets, then the physics of the refraction and reflection ends up being a little blurry, and all the colors overlap and produce a white rainbow. And sometimes that's called a cloud bowl or a fog bowl, depending on what you're seeing the phenomenon in. And you often see that also when you're on a mountaintop looking down at a cloud with the sun behind you, or perhaps in an airplane, you can see these cloud bowls sometimes. And they're white, and the Hawaiians believe that they're an omen for prosperity. So it's very good to go out and look for white rainbows.
Ah, good to know. That was University of Hawaii professor Stephen Buesinger. He has just published a scientific paper on Hawaii's special conditions that make us the rainbow capital of the world. We will have links to his article and his Rainbow Chase website and app. Buesinger will be a guest on Science Friday tomorrow. We hear that Ira Flatow loves rainbows.